This message that we each have is not so unique. It's actually something that stood the test of time, and we all get to steward it in our unique ways. And so we're here to amplify that, and we're here to do it as joyful entrepreneurs. They are all in the collection, the co-authored experience of Volume 2 of the Joyful Entrepreneur series. This particular one, and I know many of them have their books in their background if you're looking, is about the solutions, the signs, and the wonders. It's insider secrets on supernatural business scaling tactics.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Calling all his mighty messengers to the front lines, to the microphones, to the stages, to the bookshelves, to the digital platforms and beyond. This is Marketplace Ministry, and you are invited to join the movement as a messenger. I'm Tamara Andress, the one on the mic, but I honestly see it as a machete to cut through the lies, declare truth, transform narratives, and catalyze Christians like you and me to speak, write, build, and testify. I'd blow a trumpet right now if I could. This is a clarion call. It's not just time to rise. It's time to vocalize unfiltered, uncompromising, unashamed, and undeniably bold. Together, we will turn your message into a movement, igniting global change, making disciples of nations, and touching the lives of billions by doing business God's way. This is not just another podcast to listen to and get stuck into a knowledge cycle with new information. It's an initiation into a transformative movement where isolated entrepreneurship is no more and the hustle and grind biz building is not welcome. We are operating from Sabbath rest and focused on sustenance, not success. Let's go, y'all. Welcome to the Messenger. Well, 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 we are in the room today with a multitude of beautiful faces, and I am so excited to say that they are all messengers in their own right, and this is the Messenger Movement podcast, and for those who have been following the journey for a while, it was previously known as the Fit in Faith podcast, but now there's been an evolution, and I am so excited that these are people, and I get to say all women today, let's go for showing up today, ladies, all women in the house who are literally linking arms to know that this message that we each have is not so unique. It's actually something that stood the test of time, and we all get to steward it in our unique ways. And so we're here to amplify that, and we're here to do it as joyful entrepreneurs. They are all in the collection, the co-authored experience of Volume 2 of the Joyful Entrepreneur series. This particular one, and I know many of them have their books in their background if you're looking, is about the solutions, the signs, and the wonders. It's insider secrets on supernatural business scaling tactics. And if you have yet to get your hands on this book, it is available right now for pre-order in the full copy, and we want your hands on it. If you're listening to this later, it's probably already in your shelf. We're hoping anyway, because this is not just a one-off book. This is something that's going to continue for a long time to serve you. And it's not also just a testimonial. It is a resource manual for you to scale your business in a really dynamic way, one that is steadfast and true and God-honoring in the way in which you're going to do it. So I'm going to give all of these incredible messengers, authors, best-selling authors, by the way, number one Barnes & Noble. They've been featured in Forbes and USA Today and a couple others I'm going to keep in my pocket until later. But they are incredible people of faith who have allowed God to be the forefront of their businesses, and they've done it in a really dynamic way. So let's learn a about them on this show today. It might be a little bit longer episode than some of you guys are used to, but I assure you that there's going to be revelations. There's going to be an opportunity for you to build your business maybe in a new way today, to scale and evolve in a new way, and to also make a connection, because all of these people are accessible on social media. They're accessible via email and their websites. And obviously the book, you'll see their QR codes. And so we all always are about forefront of collaboration of the body. And so we hope that you connect with them individually and you just don't hear this show and move on, but instead actually take the next step, because they are incredible people that would serve you, and likewise, you would serve them really well. So Julianne, I'm going to call you out first because of the way you fall on the screen. So you just happily get to go. And so Julianne, she wrote an incredible chapter, and the title of her chapter, because we're not going in alphabetical order, it's called The Multiplier. And I know you guys want to raise your hand because we all want that multiplication. We all want that good double portion, right? Julianne, can you talk to us about how your double portion was actually a quadruple portion?
It sure was. You know, and that's, and one of the questions that you ask in the book is about like the signs, right? We always say like, oh Lord, just give me a sign that my business is going right. Give me a sign that I'm moving in the right direction. And for my sign, it actually came when I found out I was having quadruplets. And for those of you who don't know what that is, because I get quadruplets a lot, and it's four babies at one time. And I had previously had a miscarriage of twins. And so going through that whole journey, and my business was going really well during that time, but I felt like I lost so much. And so just praying through, God, don't let this be the end of my story. And I was really needing that sign that he was in it. And he took that loss of two and multiply it as only he can. And that's where the quads was the revelation that I had been praying for, the sign that I had been praying for. And they were not just this, okay, great. Like now my family life is going to go right, right? Because that's not what he does. He's going to be in every single aspect of your life. He desires to be in every single aspect of your life, and really getting to understand and know him in that intimate way of, oh, I can trust you in all of the things. I can ask for it in all of the things. He really showed me that they were not just a sign of multiplication. Like he is the multiplier, and I got to experience that on a whole new level. And it gave me a confidence that was so deeply rooted in who he was as a multiplier that it allowed me to take that energy and that essence into everything that I did in my business.
Wow, that's really good. I love the light line going right back to him, right? Because he can do that for us. But when we put that glory back into his corner, that continued multiplication. And I know that that's been a huge part of your story. Talk to us, because I know that the people listening as messengers, they're authors that or desiring authors, or they're speakers, and you've really honed in on your speaking knack and that talent and being able to catalyze others, multiplying others' messages too, how that has been a part of your business strategy, utilizing speaking and also helping speakers.
You know, I didn't set out to be that way. I was like, okay, this is going to be my call time, right? Like I'm going to be the one in the spotlight. And what God showed me was how much more in my life fulfilling it was to be the Ananias, to be the one to see in other people what he sees in other people, to be that source of encouragement for people. And it has been the greatest ride, the most thrilling ride, to be able to come alongside others and their author support and their speaking support, just as that person of encouragement, again, to really tap into who God says that they are. And I remember several years ago praying like, Lord, I want to have access to that intercessory prayer that I've heard so much about. Like it seems so far off for me. You know, I'm not a saint by any means. Like I thought it was so far out of reach, and it's not. And he has just really allowed me to grow in that position to be an intercessor for others. And it has, again, been a catalyst in my business because of that. It's been that true heart posture to glorify him in the greatest way that I know how. And he has brought the rest of it through my business.
Well, it leans into like the conversation of communication, which is what this book is about, right? It's about taking something that God has gifted us and communicating it out to the masses. And it actually leads me to want to ask Julie Richards, who is another one of our incredible authors, but she utilizes her gift of prophecy through her business, which I think is something a lot of us aren't taught to do, right? It's kind of like you keep that over in this corner in the church world and then business over here. Like there's no intersection. When we go to school, even they're not like, oh, you're going to use that one day, right? It's like, that's for the church alone. Julie, can you talk to us about how that has been a solution to how it is that you serve people?
Oh my goodness, I can't imagine doing business without hearing from the Lord. He has been he's my CEO. He is the one who gives me the strategy, gives me the wisdom. And so often I feel like in this entrepreneurial journey, it can be the feeling of being a solopreneur, like you're on your own. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm a team player. I love to collaborate. I love to have other people to bounce ideas off of. And that's the thing about connecting with the Lord. And He loves to partner with us. He loves to talk to us. I mean, in the Bible, it says all can prophesy. So all of us can hear the heart of the Father. All of us can hear His desires for our present and our future. And so for me, a big essence of what I do is having business meetings with God. It's taking time to lay out, you know, here's what I've got going on. And here are the things that are frankly overwhelming me or puzzling me. Here are the things that I feel like I need to move forward with. And I just lay it out before Him and ask His wisdom in the things that are kind of like man's plans, right? But God has a bigger plan for me. He can see the big picture when I can only see this small piece. So leaning in to hear His voice for my business has been essential. And then I've worked with other business leaders to help them hear the voice of God over what they're planning, what they're doing, the roadblocks that they're facing. And I just think that's so important for us to realize that we don't have to go it alone. We don't have to do all of this by ourselves. We have the greatest resource in the Holy Spirit who is with us, and the wisdom that comes from heaven. We can all lean in for wisdom and revelation. And when I think about the word wonder, I mean, wonder is about surprise mingled with admiration. But who do you admire? I admire the Lord. I admire His impact in my life. And even just the way that He takes me in directions that I would never even imagine. It wasn't my plan, but He makes it perfect for me because He knows who I am. He knows what I need. And same thing for you. It's accessible to all of us that we can lean into the Lord and lean not on our own understanding, but lean on His. And He's going to give us the direction for us to head in, but also He's going to give us the desires of our heart, which are accessible for all.
I don't always get that part right. And there a lot, you said a lot right there. So people are like, what part right? And it's really like, we can get into the admiration of other things that we see with our natural eyes. And I think that's something I've always honored about how you show up into a space is like, you're tapping into like, the Holy Spirit is here. What is He saying? Right? God is here. What is He saying? And for us to go from the admiration lens of what's exterior to what's internal, knowing that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And so we don't have to, as joyful entrepreneurs, we don't have to like constantly be like trying to strive to get other people's fruit, right? Like that's not necessarily the intention. Like God's like, come and abide with me and I'm going to provide you everything that you need. And so I've always really valued that about you, Julie. Shreya, it reminded me as she was talking about, you know, the big picture. And one thing that I know, and it's going to be a book that you're going to solo author in the future, is like the connecting the dots. That's the concept of your book. That's the title of your chapter. But what does that mean to you in connection to solutions, signs, and wonders?
So as far as connecting the dots, I believe looking backwards is when we can start connecting them. I mean, along the way, along the journey, we're connecting the dots, but we don't make sense of them until we look backwards. And so sometimes, I mean, that can be in different aspects. We can take the big picture And sometimes we get caught up in the details of connecting from one dot to the other. But when we kind of have heaven's perspective and take a big, larger view, we can, the little small things kind of make more sense. I'm not sure if that's making sense or not, but yeah, when just like the song that comes to mind, today is beautiful. So he speaks to me in song. So when you see, if you see more than what's in front of you, you can see more of heaven's view. And so that's kind of, you know, the connecting of the dots. So just always having that simplicity and that perspective of, you know, before you said the abiding, that's kind of what he's been dropping in my spirit, is the abiding and that simplicity of just going to him. And just like what Juliet said as well, when we focus on him, he gives us the downloads. He gives us what we need to move forward. And it's just that simple, but we like to complicate things. And so, but yeah, I don't know if that answered your question.
No, yeah, it totally does. Yeah. And I think one thing I love that she speaks in songs to me all the time. I get text messages. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so on point. How do you do that? It's like such a gift. And it's like people can do verses too. And I'm like, man, you guys are amazing at memorizing verses. But here's a song that are connected to verses, which is so cool. Also, Sharaya, I want you to speak in, because I know that there are people who are going to be listening that aren't yet entrepreneurs, or who feel like, man, everyone says that I should be an entrepreneur, but like, they're really amazing at being intrapreneurs. They're working inside of someone's business and they're taking that creative lens. And I know you've worked in both. Can you speak to like that role, and like, how do you scale something if you're an intrapreneur? What does that look like?
So I would basically say, again, keep it simple, is just, you're basically trying to, one, do your best, and just showing up where it's needed. It's just basically service. And to scale something, it's just, I think, one, it takes collaboration with who you're with and just utilizing the resources you have. And, yeah, just utilizing what's right in front of you, and just expanding on that, and just trying to do these small improvements. You're just needing to take the next step, the one step. You're just trying to connect to the next dot, to the next step. So I think just putting one foot in front of the other, I think that's, yeah, just how do you keep it simple? And just, I mean, this is a faith walk. And so, he won't give us the entire blueprint of the whole plan. So I think, yeah, just keep it simple and just do the next right thing. But
I think there's always so much wisdom in the way that you share. And it's like this, you guys feel her peace, like the way that she just brings peace into any atmosphere. And that's an element of when we're working in a company, whether we're the owner, whether we're the employee, whether we're the, I always call myself the janitor. So I'm like, I don't care what you guys call me. I got lots of messes to clean up every day, right? It's like making it work. And focusing in on what does that season look like? And it's not forever, right? Because even if you're playing that role, you know, tenure was a thing. People who used to work, my grandpa worked in the newspaper for like 30 plus years. And I can't imagine doing the same thing for 30 years, right? And so it's just this knowing it's the next step. It's the next step. It's listening to the Holy Spirit in the connection and the collaboration of that. So Alejandra, you listened to the Lord in the development and the evolution of your testimony. There has been a lot of shifts and changes, but ultimately it came back to this one move, this one pivotal shift, and it was the 180. And so talk to us about how that 180 turn, and if you guys are literally imagining yourself facing one wall, take a 180 and go the other direction. That's the definition of repentance. But Alejandra has learned this time and time again through multiple different businesses and beyond. So teach us what you know, wise one.
Well, thank you. The 180 method was really developed throughout the last 21 years that I've been a coach, because I've been coaching for 21 years, but I didn't meet the Lord until 5 years ago. And so that was a dramatic shift in itself.
Even though this 180 method had been developed throughout those 20 some years, he was giving me what the method is and guiding me the whole way. I just didn't recognize or know that it was him, but I'd always had this desire and drive to pretty much reject traditional self-help models. And it wasn't until I met him that I realized why. And that's because so much of the self-help industry, if I can just call it like it is, it's broken. There's a lot of brokenness in it and broken people who just are looking and seeking for really him, but in all the wrong places. And so what really shifted and 180'd me in meeting him was just feeling that call to be able to two things, help people to get closer to him, and people who would never have typically like sought him through more traditional routes like religion or going to church, because maybe they've had some kind of religious trauma or something of that nature. And just to be able to help people get closer to him in a way that they wouldn't have before. And that's definitely what people seek through the self-help. So it was a beautiful way for me to know both what the industry is like from what it was before and what it is now. And that was so amazing to see that. And then bringing him back into the self-help industry, which is so key. So those are the two things as to what the whole 180 method is about, is really being able to bring people back to him and him into the self-help industry. Yeah.
So good. And it's such a need. And I think if people recognize that it's not like a duration of time that you've been walking with the Lord or not, right? Because there can be this like comparison element of like, oh, she's been walking with the Lord so long. I'm not equipped enough to talk about my faith in that way or to bring this element into this industry when I don't really know anything. But guess what? You're partnering with the one who knows everything. And so it's so critical. And for us to realize that our identity falls underneath him, right? Yeah. We don't have to position ourselves in front because he's already been in front. Yeah. And I love like the resting that that brings, right?
Yeah. And it's so true. I was actually just having this conversation with a client this morning who was like, I was reading this other book and she was talking about how it's so speaking to her soul because it was talking about the who am I? Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't know who I am. And that was such a like, okay, hold on a second. Cause you actually do know who you are. And those parts of us that are asking, who am I? And, you know, who is this person, and how lost we can get stuck in that question. And really it's just a very human based worldly view of ourselves when we ask, who am I? And it's just our soul that encompasses all these things that we are, our will, our personalities, our ambitions, but none of those really matter as the true identity. But that's the one that we tend to go to the most when really our identity is daughter, son, that's it. But how lost we can get in that who am I place.
So true. And there's like a powerful element of like the resting piece of that, because mm-hmm. the chaos of the world, the busyness of the world, like that's where this genre of being a joyful entrepreneur is so much different than entrepreneurship at large. Cause we'll find ourselves in our own little rat wheel and we're like, what are we doing? Right? Like, let's just be honest. Sometimes we're raising our hand and we're like, I don't know what I'm doing. And God's like, yeah, I do though. Do you trust me? We come Absolutely. Back into me.
Yeah, exactly. It's so true. And that trusting piece is hard for us too, right? Yeah. To be able to just trust and completely release and surrender into that.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
A biblical, like a Bible study last night with a bunch of women, and truly like the thing that they wanted to talk about. And this is women from teenage years on up to their 70s. And we were talking about identity, and it was like, who are you? And one of the questions was, what gets in the way of you understanding who your identity is? What are you putting your attention to? And so it's almost like that false idol that we can have in our life that gets the most attention. And that becomes who we are, rather than focusing on the God who created you. Yeah, Sharon, you just dropped it in. Sharon Davenport dropped it in the chat. She said, whose am I is a better question than who am I? So profound.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's the combination of understanding both, like, whose am I? Yeah, absolutely. But the human part of us is always going to ask, who am I?
Yeah.
That's why, you know, we need to answer that question too, through the lens of our being, since we're human beings.
Good. So good. Yeah. All right. I'm going to turn. Oh, go ahead, Julie. You have a comment.
I love how Alejandra just ended that, that we are human beings. Yeah. Because as we went through each of us writing our chapter, and I just think that this is genius, the way that Tamara put it together, giving us questions to answer. But there's so much in the world about what we are doing. And that's where we get so much of our identity from, that who are you? I'm a teacher. I'm a mother. I'm a CEO. I'm a business owner. But like you said, Tamara, I'm a daughter. It really goes down to the essence of who we are. And my encouragement to anybody listening to this, get your hands on this book and go through the questions yourself. Like, answer the questions yourself. I will tell you, I learned so much about myself from going through these questions. It was like an identity journey in itself. And so, yeah, that's my encouragement to everybody.
I love that. I haven't thought about that for either of the books, because it is. It's in this Q&A format. I know a lot of people, when they get a book, they're expecting to just go like front to back, chapter by chapter, especially if it's a co-authored experience. You're just expecting to read somebody's chapter. But we put it in this resource manual type thing, because when I was first a part of Anthology, it was in this methodology. And instead of me reading it front to back, I read it question by question, author by author. So one question, every single author. So now I just had this incredible masterclass on a question that I would have never otherwise been able to ask all 17 of these people this one question. I just did all the field work for you by putting it into this book, right? And these are 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs, and the money doesn't matter, but it does matter, because that shows you that there is diligence and there is obedience and there is self-control on the other side of this. And their soul is prospering while they're prospering because of the joy. Go ahead, Julianne.
You know, I love that. And I love that, yes, there's so many of us that answered the same question, and yet we all answered it different, because we're all uniquely made. We are all made in his image, but in a particular way that's going to glorify him in a way that nobody else can. And I love just in the conversation thus far today, right? The weaving that's happening between everybody's messages. And that's just how good he is to weave us all together. And so I love Julie's point of go and read the book for yourself and answer these questions for yourself, and allow Holy Spirit to really, you know, chime in and say what he really thinks about you. It's so cool to do that. And you had asked Shariah about scaling. You know, and one of the things that I love about the Lord is, you know, thinking back to David, and like, he knew the crown was coming. And so many people in the world, to Alejandra's point, right, get so worldly focused, and they get so focused on, okay, the crown's coming. Well, I'm just going to go start behaving this way. Well, he was still the shepherd, and he knew to tend his sheep. And it's that's the difference maker. And who we are and how we represent him in our businesses.
That's good. It makes me just think of timing, right? Like, understanding that your position is, first off, there's only a shortened time that we're going to be in that position. It's going to adjust. It's going to change. We're going to go into the next thing. God is going to evolve with us. And we're only here for a short time, eternity-wise, anyway. So I want to kind of cue Laura up with this lens. And Laura shocked me. We were at actually one of the fellow authors who's not here today. She hosted a conference recently, and the authors like to meet up in different cities and bring the book with them and sell the book and get it in the hands of others. But to just experience joy alongside a fellow member of the body is so fun. We had an opportunity to sit on a panel and share and teach. And Laura, she's like one of those firecrackers firecrackers, right? Like nothing really is exciting about a firecracker until you light it. And then you're like, whoa, that was amazing, right? I love the willow tree ones, to be honest. That's my favorite when it comes out. And Laura, you're like the willow tree firecracker. She has so much wisdom and it's rooted in so many adventures that you've been on from a timing perspective as an entrepreneur. Talk to us about like, when did you know real estate? When did you know to pivot? When did you know some of these different things that God has brought you through?
That's a great question. I don't think I can give you an exact answer on it. I can tell you the timing of when I started those things, but I can't tell you exactly when I knew or was given the wisdom of the timing to do it. I have been inspired to always do more. And whether that's because of how I was raised and by the wonderful women that I write about in my chapter that were part of that foundation, that sewed into me, I don't know, but I've always aspired to do more. So real estate is something I've always had an interest in. And frankly, the roots go back to when I was a child, 7 to 9 years old. My parents had duplexes. My father was a carpenter. So there I spent weekends helping improve and work on those duplexes that we had. And that was where I got my first introduction to it, was way back in my early childhood. Little did I know that I would aspire to do it and have it in my own life as an adult, to be into real estate and investing and learning about that and sharing it with others as well. And then as far as, you know, starting my own other businesses, they were just evolutions of where I was in my own personal help with others. So in my sales career, I've always wanted to help other people know, understand, improve. And so teaching, training, and helping others has always come easy. But again, it goes back to early lessons in my childhood, those three women that I write about that were such an inspiration to me. It's what I've heard you say before, is that when you need something, the tools, the people, the things that you need will be put in your path as you need them, right? They come at the time that you actually need them. Mm-hmm. And each of those three women were very important and inspirational to me, because they helped me understand as a single child, when I was single child until I was 7. So I spent a lot of time on my own, and I spent a lot of time with older people, and they were always willing to share with me and teach me new things. And they each gave me very important parts of the roots of who I am today. And so how God did that, I don't know, but he did, and he did it perfect. And it was everything that I needed to have a good foundation as a child, and probably most of what it's inspired me to go out and help and work with others, even up to today, came from all those early roots in my childhood.
I think that's such a cool way to, like, it goes back to the connecting of the dots that Sharia said, right? It's like, if you can go backwards and take that time with the Lord and like, show me, God, why am I here? Why is this such a part of my story? As messengers, I really believe in the microphone being a part of that, because we've been given this as a really incredible tool. And a lot of people are using it as a weapon. It doesn't have to be a weapon. It can actually be a resource to so many. It can be a healing methodology for so many. And it's literally going to the nations, right? So we're recording this right now all together. Currently, we're all in the United States, I think. But it's going to go to all of these other countries, all of these other nations. And it wasn't until I sat down and I was like, wow, I've been carrying a microphone since I was 5. My mom put me on the little pedestal of our fireplace and said, speak, when I was younger, because she had a fear of speaking and trembled when she spoke, and she didn't want me to have that same thing. And so while there are surely the hand raising to all the traumas, right? This isn't a mental health book, but there's always mental health involved in everything we do. There is also the raising your hands and giving the ode to the generations before you in the goodness that they've passed your way, in the support and the wisdom that they've passed your way. Laura put inside of her section, and everyone has different verses, verses that they share, different quotes that they share, different favorites. And it's a Zig Ziglar quote. I love Zig Ziglar. I had his son Tom on this podcast a couple of months ago. And it says, you can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. And I think you are such a testament to that in all of the different ways that you support people through many different businesses that you run.
Thank you, Tamara.
You're so welcome. All right. Does anyone want to jump in to anything that we've talked about? Because I'm going to move on to another author, but I don't want to cut anyone off from goodness. All right. Next up, drum roll to my girl, Sharon Davenport. She has been along this journey for a multitude of books, volume one and volume two. And this is just going to keep going. There's more volumes to come. So don't think that you've missed your opportunity to be featured, to be seen, to be joyful alongside all of us and meeting in all these cities like we were mentioning. But Sharon, you shared so much in both of these books. Like if I took out your portion, we could write two different books and extrapolate on all of the concepts that you shared. Totally different questions, totally different concepts. But talk us through this particular book based in this season of your life. What were the solutions and signs and wonders that you really honed in on for people?
Well, first, I just want to say you guys are missing out if you don't jump in one of these volumes, because working alongside and being in this book and with these other amazing women and men that are in it as well has been such a joy and such an honor and such a privilege as well. So just encourage those of you that are thinking about getting into writing to jump on board. This is a great way to do that if this is something you've considered. But, you know, it was fun. I actually wrote part of this book while I was in Egypt, traveling with my family. I have a passion for traveling. I have a passion for missions, being able to serve other people and actually experiencing this amazing world God has given us. And, you know, I shared a little bit about this because I could write my entire book on, you know, solutions, signs, and wonders, because I have a legacy of that comes from a family of signs and wonders and ways that God has actually shown up over and over and over again in my family and the different miracles that God has worked. And so it was so incredible to actually be writing parts of this while I was in Egypt, experience walking the sands that like Moses walked and literally like touching the pyramids and thinking of the history that I was literally experiencing firsthand while I'm writing my chapter and putting my words down in a book and just talk about wonder, right? I mean, right there it was. And then to float in the Red Sea and to go down the Nile and just thinking through all of the biblical pieces that Egypt, and we went to one of the places that they said Jesus and his family stayed in. It was a church. They built this whole church around this cave, and talk about like signs that were being experienced firsthand. And I was like, God aligned it so beautifully for me to be able to be in this other country that was so rich in biblical history and roots. And while I'm writing my chapter, and I shared like parts and pieces of it. So you have to read it and get the book, read some of the experience that I share in there. But it was profound to be able to be writing about signs and wonders and sharing some of my family's heritage and history of that. There's so much more too about how God has, helped my grandmother to pray, stop and pray when my dad was about to be struck by a snake. And then I don't even think I put it in this chapter, honestly, about how my grandmother made a tornado split by looking at it and stop it and making it go around. So talk about rich heritage of signs and wonders. So I was like, how could I not write in this book? And then how God aligned it to be in Egypt while I was writing the chapter. So, and it was an honor and a privilege to be able to like bring that together to for this story. So, that's part of
it. I feel like, just read her chapter. You're going to get a divine, you know, Egyptian dialect, all the things is going to come your way. But I think it's so fun in the following of where the messenger is when they're sharing their message, in where they are in their life, where they are in their family, where they are in their mindset, and like really being vulnerable enough to share those pieces. I love that you got to be there. I would love to make maybe next time. Ooh, I'm coming up with ideas. See, I told you there was going to be divine revelation. Maybe next time everyone has to, the Joyful Entrepreneur Anthology, everyone goes to a destination to answer and write their, oh my gosh, this is happening.
Right?
Joyful Anthology Volume 4, because Volume 3 is already out there for people to join. We're going to a destination and we're going to write our chapters there so no one can complain that they don't have time for it because they just carved out time for it. Oh,
there we go.
100%. Thank you, Sharon.
No, that's so thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Jesus. Because that's he so just good. Dropped that divine wisdom. There you go.
That's so fun. But I love it because there are sometimes we are asked to do something and it's in a really hard season and we've committed to it and we're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I committed to doing this thing. I'm not in the mindset to even do it. And how do I present well for God when I'm actually struggling with something? And that really cues up Catherine McAdam, who's here. She talks about being an overcomer. She's been a nurse practitioner and in the medical field for a really long time. She's also a co-owner of a solar panel company with her husband and solar engineering and all this awesome stuff. But she also is just like, I'm an overcomer and I'm not here to spit Bible verses at you. I'm here to just walk life out with you. And so, Catherine, knowing that you're going to be speaking into maybe not joyful entrepreneurs right now, can you speak life into them that you do so well through your chapter?
Oh, absolutely. So sometimes walking the walk isn't always easy. Sometimes God asks us to do things that are out of our comfort zone. And actually, you know, you alluded to us selling solar. We are out of solar now, and we have embraced the Lord's moved us. And, you know, if you would have told me, you know, years ago that this is what I'd be doing now, I would be like, no. We have recently embarked on starting our own practice.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
So we have just started and launched Sozo Functional Medicine. Sozo is a Greek term that means salvation, wholeness, healing, body, mind, and spirit. And that is what our new venture is embracing. And I've been so wanting to just get out of the medical field and just be like done with it. It's been so stressful, especially during COVID and my many, many years, ICU, everything I've gone through. And I was just like, I just want to step away. I just want to tell everybody about Jesus all the time and just talk about, you know, how God has, you know, redeemed my story, which he totally has, but he's like, I put this in you. I've given you this ability. I've given you this training, and like, you need to use it because there's so many people that need that wisdom that comes with knowing not only the conventional medicine side of things, but also the functional medicine side of things. And like, you know, sad to say, like, I just feel like and I know from personal experience, just how the conventional medicine world has failed a lot of people. And the Lord's asking me to step out in this. And, you know, it's hard. It's not easy. It's like, okay, I got to start all over from square one, like, you know, and find clients and, you know, and build this business from square one. And, you know, it's been a walk of faith, but I it's when you have that knowing, you know, when you have that, like, this is what you're supposed to do. This, all these things, like Soraya was saying, all these things have just lined up. All these dots, like, I took you here and I'm going to take you there. And you know, this is where we're headed, but, you know, just trust me each step of the way. And so it's been uncomfortable at times, but, yeah.
Awesome. I think, Catherine, like, we say we're at square one because it feels like something isn't there, but think about how far you've actually come. Mm-hmm. And like the decades that you have in that field, most people don't have. So you are already an expert and you're able to now serve out of that place of expertise. And you, I love, there's like almost like this dual living that you were doing for a while, like worship leader and minister. I want to talk about Jesus and I have to do this functional medicine thing over here. And now God's marrying the two of them in such beautiful union that you do get to do that thing in such a really cool way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing is, like, you know, in the medical world, you have to be really careful, right? Like the hospital systems don't want you just
100%.
You know, Jesus, 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 you know, and like, hey, I believe Jesus can heal you, but I also think you should probably take this medicine and you know, I'm going to like do the surgery and, you know, all these other things that, you know, involve with that, which Jesus can heal through medicine. But I just see, there's just this turn in it right now. Mm-hmm. And it seems so corrupt. And as a practitioner, like in the hospital system now, like I feel my hands are tied and I feel like I can't offer the solutions that can really help people. At least there's not the funding through the insurance companies and the hospital systems and the pharmaceutical companies. There's just not the funding there. And so I'm like, okay, God, I'm on top of this wave. I know this is where the like things are headed and I'm excited about it, but I'm also terrified. Right.
It's
scary. It's like, okay, Lord, like I have to trust you. Like I have, you know, like you've been training me even step by step, you've been training this and building this up in me. And it's like, you know, all the years of, you know, everything I've been through, you know, from homelessness and health issues, heartbreak, and, you know, just all the stuff that he's brought me through has been like, you know, training ground, proofing grounds, right? Like the Lord says, I've taken you through the wilderness to test you and see what's in your heart. Mm. And, you know, when we're faithful and, you know, I'm believing, I'm speaking in faith over my life and over this business that he is going to use this, that he is going to use me to help people break free, you know, body, mind, and spirit. Cause that, and that, and it's all over our website is like, this is a Christian functional medicine, you know, practice. And we look to Jesus as the ultimate healer. So
there's so much freedom in that, right? Mm-hmm. And freedom and joy, in my opinion, go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Right. And so you get to have such freedom in the way in which you get to share, because now you're like, I don't have to tell just a portion of the truth, a fraction of the truth. Please don't, you know, write me up or give me any lawsuit because I just said this here. It's like, this is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Mm-hmm. And here are some amazing ways scientifically that can also support you medicinally. So I am so excited for you. Thank you for being transparent and seeing you guys see that this book was written, you know, several months back. Now it's in publication. It's going around, but the QR code doesn't go to that company. It goes to Catherine, because we are always evolving and we have to give ourselves grace in that. I think so often people think that they're failing if something didn't work out. And God's like, no, I needed you to do that. If you didn't do that, you wouldn't be equipped for this next thing. So your homelessness, your heartbreak, all these areas of trial and tribulation, God's like, yeah, but I was with you. I was with you. And you're going to use that too, because that's some of the deeper healing that these medicinal chronic illnesses are actually rooted in. And they're just trying to fix the symptom. And you now get to fix the root and uproot and replant. Yes. And that is incredible.
Yeah.
So you guys got to go follow Catherine McAdams' chapter, read it, and go to her QR code. So that's another thing that's kind of fun inside of it is instead of you just hearing the author's name, because you might not know him, you probably don't know me, right? But now you have an opportunity to go deeper and go on the adventure with them and really get connected. So we are going to actually use that as a really cool and bizarre, because only God, right? Shift into, she's here under the name Coach Nat, but author Natalie Petrowski, who is here, and she's actually been a recipient of some of the things that you are going to be helping people through, Catherine. And it's also connected to how she supports leaders. She's a legacy builder. Builder is a huge part of her chapter. And Nat, I would love for you to just share, as you were walking through this, and maybe even some of the things you've walked through personally, how has this chapter just been a part of your business evolution in this time frame too?
Well, I think anytime that we build anything, it's not without, you know, adversity and some roadblocks, right? And for me personally, the reason why I think she's alluding to Catherine is just the fact that I've gone through a lot of physical things really for over a decade, but in the last couple of years, that's really kind of transpired. But the beautiful part is that when you are building with God, like you already know that you're a victor. And I think that's the most beautiful thing. And what you're doing with your practice is that what sozo, like inner healing and real like mind, body, spirit, full freedom and wholeness is something that I think everyone in this, this book can really relate to and is wanting people that are reading this book to feel in whatever avenue that they're speaking through, you know, even with Alejandra and the self-help world, right? Like just going beyond what is in the world and going deeper into what the Lord made us to be. And for me, you know, my heart and what the calling on my life is really for the next generation. And, you know, you kind of, there's a saying that with all of our testimonies, you can kind of look at like the through line and what's happened in our lives to get to us where we're at now and the commonalities that have happened in our lives to be like, wow, I didn't really know there was a pattern. I didn't really know that there were these things that kind of always came back to the same place because that is what God has placed you in this world. And he knew, right, the trials and tribulations you're going to go through before you even did. And you start to kind of see that there was a reason for everything. And so just for some of the people that have already spoken that, you know, our testimonies and us being called to be witnesses isn't for nothing. It is absolutely divine in the way that God always intended it to be. And so for me, I know that I'm a builder and it really comes to who we are, not what we do or not what we have, but who we are and building the next generation. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say I build the youth, but I definitely am called to come alongside them and to empower them. And, you know, the word coach really is coming underneath support, empowerment, and, you know, in sports, which is where the world I kind of first dived into with kids is where I kind of found myself, but it goes way beyond that now. And the businesses that I've built for the youth, the through line for me has always been the generations. And so I think the more that we really start to get aligned with what God says, rather than what we think, is where really full transformation happens. And, you know, we are going to be faced with the obstacles and stuff in health or, you know, just the world trying to shut us down. I mean, that is a thing that we all probably can agree on too, right? That, you know, you're doing God's work when the enemy is mad and is really trying to shut it down. And so, for me, building is something that's really natural for me, in many ways. I definitely do not hide or shy away from the hard that comes with it. But I think the thing that is something God always wants all of us and what I really want with the readers, I feel in my heart and my chapter and what all of us, I think, represent is that in those places and whatever God called you to grow, to build, to create, is for his people. Like we're blessed to be a blessing. And I feel like joyful and doing it with all the fruit of the spirits, fruit of the spirit is really what we should be doing and leading and to be more like Jesus. And it's really wonderful that we all come together in all of our different avenues and different places, to be able to really write this where anybody that reads it can really resonate with one of us, if not all of us. And so, yeah, for me, building businesses, you know, I don't even really say that I'm an entrepreneur, even though by definition I am. And I always say I really feel like entrepreneurs, it really should be serial entrepreneur, because I don't know any entrepreneur that hasn't done more than one business in some capacity. So truth. I am a serial.
She's preaching, you guys.
Yep. And everyone in this room can probably just can agree with that. But I really, for me, it falls on like being a coach and really helping build legacy. I, you know, God's always going to get what he wanted in the beginning, and it's always about his people and it's always about the generations. And, I'm just beyond honored every day that I wake up and God's given me the gifting to serve the youth and serve the next generation, in whatever capacity. And so if you really know the intricacies of my life and my businesses, everything points back to that. And you couldn't make that up if you tried. It wasn't something that I did out of performance or striving. It's something that God presented to me. And even with the hard, when you're really following the Lord's desires of his heart, it's almost effortless. So it's not without the trials, but the effortless of the Lord and the Spirit that He leads us. It's something that you just don't want to not follow. So I just show up every day to build without, regardless of what's my faces of trials are in that capacity.
That's so good, Nat. And it's like so connected to how I really wanted to cue up Dr. Michelle Lafin, because she talks so much about trials and tribulations and some of the hardest things that she's walked through. And it's been literally the pedestal that God, the platform that God has used to catapult her into the type of entrepreneurship, the journey, the thing that she's actually serving out of. And so the building piece that is such a part of your legacy is like the buildings never stop needing to be built. So even, you know, decades later, centuries later, forever later, like Sharon was in Egypt, like those things have to be manicured and taken care of, those buildings that are ancient. And so that is what I think is so cool, is like standing on the shoulders of giants. But Dr. Michelle has literally been also a part of both of them, but she's had to start from scratch. And she's had to do a lot of things by breaking generational curses to even be the entrepreneur that she is today. And it's been, she's a dear friend in addition to a co-author. And it's been really cool to watch what God has done over her life. And we get to celebrate a really cool season of entrepreneurship together just in the next couple of months. So Dr. Michelle, thanks for being here.
Okay, you're going to make me start crying to start off with. This is insane. I didn't even know you were about to pivot to me, and my mind was already going in that same direction. And it, see, that's how amazing God is. Cause like I was sitting here processing as Nat was speaking, and I was thinking about the fact that, 24 years ago this month, we experienced a tragic loss of my brother. I was 17 years old, and if you want to know more about that, read the first book. but that changed the trajectory of my entire life, or what I thought my entire life was going to look like. And looking back over the last 24 years to where I am now, like nowhere in sight was where I am now, like not at all. Like it doesn't make any sense. Like I did not like school at all. Okay. Did not like school at all. I was
as
like, I want to be right. Exactly. Like what? This makes no sense. But also, like, I ended up joining the military. I was a puny little teeny tiny person that was super hypersensitive. I had never worked out a day in my life. Like, it's doesn't make any sense. And then, you know, the different things that I've gone through, you'll read in the first book when you do, not if, when you do read it. I dropped out of high school halfway through my senior year, partly because of, ramifications from things that I went through after the passing of my brother, and like just thing after thing after thing, to landing into a major financial crisis, to where I basically was facing, you know, foreclosure and bankruptcy and homelessness, and crawling out of that pit and leaning on God all that way. And that was actually what brought me really truly into entrepreneurship. And by the way, starting a business while working full time and going to school for my doctorate degree, who does that? Like, who does? And as I look back, it's been God the entire time guiding me and shifting me. Just we actually started writing the chapter for this book almost a year ago. And where I was then to where I'm at now, like in the book, in the chapter, I talk more about it being a wonder than a sign or a solution for me, because that is what it's like. The journey has been a wonder. Like I'm constantly wondering, like, what the heck is next, God? Where are we going? Right. But as I look back, it's been a wonderful sight to see. right? And I just can't imagine, like, I am, as Tamara alluded in the beginning, like getting ready to embark on yet another season of unexpected and change and whatever. You know, like I said, just about a year ago, we were starting to write this chapter, and I was starting a new position at my full-time job, and I was super excited because I was getting out of the rut of what I had been doing, and I was, you know, really enjoying the business. I was scaling, and things were going great there, and I had just started teaching part-time on the side as well, because, you know, like, again, Coach Nat said, like, we're doing all the things. And now I'm in a position that I'm making yet another change. And I am actually just today gave notification, official notification to my boss that I am leaving my full-time job to do my business full-time.
Celebrate. Let's
and
go.
That is going to happen.
On a podcast,
I know.
Y'all.
Exactly. Like, it's only a couple months away. I'm giving them advance notice. I'm being gracious because, you know, that's the way that God built my heart. But as I embark on that journey, that's going to be like, I have no idea what that's exactly going to look like. Right. So it's going to be more wonders like, okay, I wonder what's next, God. I wonder what I'm going to do today, God. Right. But it's going to be exciting and it's going to be wonderful. And I don't even really know if that fully answered your question, but
it's so good. And I love the way you just used wonder in two different ways right there. I love that concept of, I wonder what it's going to be like today versus how wonderful it's going to be. And Sharia said earlier, like, how much more powerful it is when we can essentially see into the future. That's like the prophetic gift. That's the visionary opportunity when you partner with God. And I always say it like, I'd rather have forethought than hindsight 2020. We always get hindsight as 2020, but what if we operated in forethought? And so the fact that you're already in that heart posture of like, man, I know God's going to be there. And so I know it's going to be okay. And it's going to be great. And it's going to be wonderful. And yet we don't have all the answers. And so that alludes to our incredible next co-author, Wendy Rhodes, who has gone through this adventure. She's a risk taker through and through. She literally was trapezing through the woods, you guys. This is a part of her chapter, okay? You've got to read more to figure it out. But I think this is a conversation of entrepreneurship that a lot of people kind of like go around is how important it is that we are risk takers. And I also want you to tap into the love and compassion piece of your chapter, because I always really love that. So Wendy Rhodes, please, to the table, to the mic, share with us a bit about risk taking and entrepreneurship and how that's been a part of your story.
That is so funny, because just yesterday I took a risk and I ate a dandelion out of my yard. And I'm like, I think these are supposed to be good for you. Let's just try one.
That's and so, awesome.
Okay, that's kind of different. But yeah, risk taking has been a big part of my life. And just traipsing through the woods when I was young and trailblazing and just trying to discover those hidden treasures that were out there somewhere. And that's just always been a part of my personality, to just take a risk. And I've had multiple businesses, and even as a kid, you know, selling this and that and all the things, not realizing that that was just laying the foundation for my entrepreneurship when I get older. And so, yeah, I've been a financial planner. I've been I still own an income tax franchise, and then dipping into real estate has been a great adventure, and I absolutely love doing that. And I that's where the compassion comes in, just dealing with people, having a heart for what are people going through. Because, you know, everybody says, how are you today? And I'm great. And really, you're not great. And we wear this facade everywhere we go, and we're like, no, wait, really, how are you? And getting to the heart of people and having compassion and just feeling the empathy of what are they going through, and they are about to lose their house, or somebody has been so sick, or somebody just passed away, and being able to step into their shoes and feel what they're feeling, so we can have that heart to be able to share with them and share the Lord with them, and just be the arms and the hands and the feet of Jesus and the mouth of Jesus, and speak words of encouragement to them in a time when they don't know what's going on or where to go from there. So I think, you know, just being a light in a world where there's still a lot of hurting people, and we just want to love on them. I mean, that's what Jesus would do, right? Love on them.
Completely. And I just love that, in the sense of understanding that there is a job title, right? Or there is a job description, or there's like a way we make money as entrepreneurs. And you're like, okay, I'm going to get into real estate. And then God is like, nope, you're still in the people business. Yep. Nope, you're still working with my children. Nope, I don't care the methodology in which it happens. Love is always the answer. Compassion is always the methodology. And so you just brought that in such a cool way of representing his heart for what it is that we do through entrepreneurship. There are going to be so many different ways we get to do it, different seasons of life in which we're going to do it, but it always goes back to the people. And that's how we exist, right? And so tapping into love, and first understanding that God loves us, right? And relishing in that space of like, man, I am loved, and therefore you get to operate in love to other people. When you were walking through like your adventure, we'll say, with the Lord, at what point in those businesses have you been walking with the Lord for eons? Was it like something that you came into? What was that shift like for you?
Oh, well, you know, I've always had a heart to be an entrepreneur, and you know, and there have been times when I've been in the workforce and I've been in different positions, and I just kept getting called back to being an entrepreneur. And so, but no matter what I did and no matter where I was, I always served the people to the best of my ability, and took ownership of what I was doing, because that's what entrepreneurship is, right? Taking ownership of what it is and being a good steward of what God's put in your hands, whether it be a job, whether it be a business, whether it be a ministry, whether it be any, you know, a teaching or whatever your calling is, you know, God has put that in our stead for us to take good care of and to bring honor and glory to his name no matter what we do. And so I don't know if I answered your question, but anyway.
No, there's a lot of wisdom there, Wendy. And that's the coolest part about it, is like recognizing that when someone is speaking, like, man, the depths, the chasms in which it's coming from, which is the same way why I love reading so much, when I read from an author and I'm like, wow, there's so much more than what's here. And so for you to be like constantly excavating for people to be able to share the truth, I think is just really a critical way, and a way in which these authors really gave space for you all to do the same thing in your own lives. So like, here's the excavation of my soul for you when it comes to business development, when it comes to being an entrepreneur, when it comes to searching out the signs and wonders and solutions of my life that God has presented me, and the scaling of it all, and what is inside. When we talk about insider secrets, that's both of them, by the way. They both say insider secrets. Da, 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 da. On blending business with faith is the first one, and the next one is on supernatural business scaling tactics. And I intentionally wanted it to be forward facing on a bookshelf. Is it a Christian thing? Is this faith based? Like, supernatural? Everyone's talking about the supernatural these days, right? And so this is an invitation for people to be like, whoa, what are they talking about? Did the stars align? Did their sign tell them? Did their horoscope read that they should be an entrepreneur, right? Who knows, right? Nowadays, but we could have made this a whole like cosmetology. Is that right? Am I saying that right? No, that's face people being pretty. Cosmetology. I can't remember. What is it called?
Cosmic. Yeah, cosmic.
Okay. Oh, wow. See, I get my words mixed. I got to use the thesaurus more often. Anyhow, I am so grateful. We have one more author that we spoke about actually before she joined the room. So she didn't even know that she was already being featured without being featured. But Tierney Sherelle is here, and her chapter is all about being broken to bold and what that journey is. And we've talked about so many different topics here. And so Tierney, I just want, where in your heart do you want this to land, this conversation to land for the people, for the joyful entrepreneur, or like we said earlier, maybe the not so joyful who's seeking joy in entrepreneurship? You're in a really beautiful season of launch, right? And it's a whole new thing. You just did your very first retreat. It really wasn't a retreat, you guys. It was a conference. So we'll talk about that next year. Because it was way bigger than a retreat. There was a lot to it. And I want you to be like transparent and like, what has that process been like, and inviting people into the adventure as well?
Oh my gosh. Well, the word that is just like sticking out so much is just surrender in all of this, because, you know, so much of the entrepreneurial journey, you know, we're like, I want it to look this way. And, you know, we get this, I'm a huge visionary, you know, get this big, huge dream that God gives you, and you know, he drops it in, and it's just like, I want it to go this way, this, you know, all the things, and you want it to line up, and you want to know, you know, I'm totally that person who wants to know the 1,000 steps rather than that just one. And I just want to share just a beautiful story that I don't even know. I'm sure God's just going to weave it in of how it ties into my entrepreneurial. I'm literally like 12 hours in from returning from a mission trip. And one of the reasons, you know, why I love entrepreneurship and, you know, doing is that freedom to be able to go out and do that. Yes, we're serving in all our gifts and all that in our business, but then being able to go to the other side of the world, well, not really Jamaica, you know, but some other part of the world and share the gospel. And, you know, that's part of it too, you know, and just to be able
Hold on, start from the top of your sentence. You said just to be able, we lost you for a second. You said just to be able to.
Oh, to step away from, you know, all, you know, having just come off of hosting this first big event and literally being in the middle of a launch of the very first program and all that, and just to step away and go and just share the gospel and being able to come back. And I have to, like I said, you know, have that surrender of how that launch is going to go. And I had to completely surrender how that event was going to go. And it was nothing like what I expected. But I just have to share this incredible miracle moment from the mission trip, because it just ties into how we just have to surrender all of it to whatever his plan is for it all. This is my second mission trip, actually, with my oldest son. And the very first one that we went on, which was a year ago, same to Jamaica, you know, we go around to all these different places, and you can share the gospel in schools, which is incredible. And we go out in the streets, you're in the middle of an alley, and you're, you know, you're doing these road shows. And there was just the most joyful little girl who was up there dancing and singing, and just, I loved her. I immediately was connected to her. I found out her name was Terrain, which starts with a T. You know, I'm a thing for T names. And I just loved her, you know, took pictures, and just she actually came to church the next day. A bunch of the kids did. And at the end of the service, they brought all the kids up to pray over somebody. And the pastor announced that she had terminal cancer. And I later found out that it was the same girl, and it just broke my heart. And so I had been praying. I'm like, I just want to see her again. And I eventually got to the point where I was like, I have to surrender the fact that I will see her again, because she accepted Jesus that night. Then we had her, but it may not be on this side of heaven. This year on the mission trip, we're at a school, you know, we'd never been to. And a little girl came up to me and was like, I've seen you before. I saw you. And I was like, oh, we've never been to this school before. You know, and she's like, you don't remember me? And I was like, no, I'm sorry. And then she started to walk away, and God, like, boom, I was like, wait, what's your name? And she said, Terrain. And I just lost it. And I'm like, is it you? Is it really you? And oh my gosh. And I asked if she's healthy. And, you know, it.
Wow.
And I was just, it. Like I said, I just lost it. And it was, yes. And it's like, so many times we're like, you know, praying for that miracle, whether it's in our business or whatever it is in life. And, you know, we see them happening, these major signs and wonders and things that he brings. And, you know, just to see her again on this side of heaven and see that she's been healed. And, you know, the chances of seeing another child that you on a mission trip like that is near next to impossible. But as we know, all things are possible with God. And it just really brought it home of like, you know, we have to just surrender that outcome to, you know, whatever we're going through, whatever we're trying to do in our businesses or in our lives, in our families. And, you know, we have those miracle moments sometimes, and it's just so beautiful.
Man, I see lots of tears from a room full of women who could only imagine. But I think the thing that I hear from that story is like, God knows the desires of your heart. And so as all of us knew that we wanted to be an author, right? We wanted to have something that had a legacy and carried hope to other people and joy to other people and wisdom to other people, no different than our businesses hopefully do every single day. There will be these things that we desire, and sometimes they're unspoken. And those are the ones when God gives those to you, like you just probably had that moment with your heart, like, oh, I hope I see her again. Right. And that was enough. The Lord like was like, yeah, don't worry. I've got that planned for you. And so I hope that people are listening and they realize that one, we should totally be operating out of a state, a heart, a posture of surrender every single day. And that I know I can be on one accord with this room, because that's how we are all here together today, is out of a surrendered spirit to say, I have no idea, Lord, but you know everything, and we give it all to you, and we trust you in the process. And to know that this was already penned, like this time together, this book, this whole project has been penned in eternity. And I'm just honored. I'm honored to walk alongside women and men who are able to just live that that postured state of surrender day in and day out. I am excited for where this book is going to continue to go, and the hands that it's going to get into, and the hearts that it's going to leap into. And I want anybody else who feels a desire to share with the maybe not so joyful entrepreneur. I think that's the name I'm going to call this podcast, the not so joyful entrepreneur or season of entrepreneurship. You haven't yet got there. Any final words that you guys want to share about this project? Go ahead, Dr. Michelle.
Yeah, actually, kind of thought about this after I spoke earlier, and I don't think we talk about this enough as entrepreneurs. It's important to know and be okay with the fact that everybody's journey may look different. Like, we may be on the same path, but the way that we get there, the way that we get to the destination, may look completely different. You know, there may be people that. I'll use my specific example. There's people that are kind of like, oh my gosh, I want to do this and I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm just going to jump ship and I'm going to leave my full-time job and I'm going to do it. And I'm trusting God. And, I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills, but I'm going to figure it out. And I know God's going to provide, and that's amazing. And that's great. And I love that for you. My journey looks different. I had to have a very specific plan. I knew because of what I have walked through that I needed to have a very specific plan, and I needed to get to a certain point financially to be able to do that and still have peace. And that doesn't mean that I don't trust God. That means I know what's best for me and my journey. And I just don't feel like we talk about that enough. Like, there's so many people out there that want to be entrepreneurs and want to start businesses and want to do these things. And you're like, but I can't do it this way. That's okay. I started 5 years ago with an idea, and I had no idea what the heck I was really doing. I just had this idea, and gosh, thank goodness for Tamara. Because I don't know where I would be, but I literally, for the first, I think 8 months, I think I paid like $25 a month in for business expenses, because I got everything free I could possibly get to utilize to run my business. mostly because it was all online in the first place, while I was figuring out what the heck I was doing, you know? And that's okay. If you have to start small, start small. It doesn't matter, but start. Start now, start today, even if that's jotting something down. Just start. Don't let the what if this happens or I don't know if I can stop you. Just do something today. And then tomorrow, get up and do something else and see where that journey takes you.
So good. And such a good way to end this, because really it is all about action, right? Even surrender is a choice, and a choice is an action. And so we have to take action, faith in action, right? That's what we're here to do. That's why God literally gave us breath. And so I'm expectant for all of y'all's entrepreneurial journeys and the favor, the multiplication. We started out with Julianne, the multiplier, right? And like understanding that that is a promise from God. It's not a win. It's not an if, or it isn't. It is a win. It's not an if. It will happen, but it takes your concordance. It takes your operating alongside God, not the I'm going to sit here and hope. Right? It's like, no, there's a bunch of people on hopium drugs and they're not actually moving and they're not actually doing anything. And so it's the pen to paper, you guys. And so I'm excited and expectant for the continued growth in y'all's businesses. It's going to be fun to have joyful reunions year by year. So hopefully some of these same authors are in the room for FounderCon later this year, when Joyful Anthology number 3 authors will be there. But we'll have a cohort reunion of everyone, because they all get to come and speak and share and teach and just come together and enjoy, right? So I love you guys. I thank you so much for being a part of this project. And for anybody who's out there listening and they're like, I want to do it, we would love for you to do so. There's links below in the show notes. And if you share this out right now, this particular episode, you have an opportunity to actually be at FounderCon 2024 this year. Simply screenshot that you have followed and shared, and we will put you in to enter a ticket this year, which is $1,000 value. We love you. Thanks for listening. You guys rock. Authors Unite. Let's go. Hey, y'all. It's me again. Before you go, let's solidify the flame that was ignited within you today by sharing the spark with your own community. Whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, I would love for you to take the step right now by declaring your takeaway. Snap a pic of the episode and share it on your stories or posts, and you can tag me and the guest, and we will surely feature you on our Instas. Hey, you may even unlock a new accountability buddy in me or them. We're totally in this together, and we appreciate the extra step taken. I would be so grateful if you even took the extra step. Come on, give me that extra sauce and leave a review on iTunes for the podcast listening app that is of your choice. I'm going to be featuring your thoughts, in fact, and it's going to be so fun in upcoming episodes. So you'll not only hear your name on the show, but maybe even your passion project or whatever big shout out you want me to make. So please, as a fellow writer, leave some words that I can attest to, and I can't wait to read what you have to say. Thanks again for being a loyal listener, and I hope to meet you in person soon at one of the events that we are speaking at or hosting. And I say we because the Fit and Fake team could not do this without you. Until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. This is the Fit and Faith Way. I want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us and this podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network, which is obviously why we got connected and are so grateful to be a part of the community. They have shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Some of mine that I listen to on a regular basis are on Life Audio. Even some of our community members who have been a part of the Fit and Faith team through our coaching or different organizations, they're there too. So I definitely want to drive you over there, check it out, and thanks again, Life Audio, for being you.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus.
I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.